It's manja.
Manja.
Manja, manja.
Manja. Manja, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Happy Saturday.
Thank you.
What's up, bitches?
Bitches and hoes. All
right, now let's start that again. Hold on. Happy Saturday. So, how you doing?
Me?
Yes.
No. You're talking to all the listeners.
I'm
out there.
Just talking to everybody that's not here.
I am doing A-okay.
Good. Sorry I couldn't help you. You bring in your laptop, and I was supposed to charge it for you. What is that? A MacBook Air?
I thought you were
Air?
Definitely part of the Geek Squad.
No.
Hence your geek status.
No. I was hoping it was going to work out, so you thought I was like technically advanced, and I'm just not.
You're just not advanced.
I don't have the right charger. I have a C charger, and yours takes a non-C charger. So yeah, we couldn't fix your MacBook.
I know, so I'll take it to the appropriate party.
Yeah, Best Buy.
Yep.
The Geek Squad's over there, too.
I know. I'll go see them.
Awesome. What do you want to talk about?
I don't know. It's Sunday.
Oh, my God. I thought it was Saturday.
The last Sunday of September.
Yeah.
2021. Isn't this year going by so fast?
No, I thought it's dragging ass. The humidity drags
October,
everything down.
Though.
Yeah, like, I know, but it's still. I mean, it's been a very long summer for me.
This summer sucked, so I'm just excited to get into the more fall. There were leaves on the ground today when I was taking my walk. Leaves,
right? No, and the air is like, it's actually.
When are you gonna go up and see the foliage?
The foliage. I'm gonna bring my tin foil.
He doesn't go see the foliage. He sees the foliage.
I have spelling
he
problems.
He sees it backwards.
Yeah.
It wasn't spelling. You said it.
Oh,
like
I said
that.
It like
oh,
that
yeah,
too?
Oh, yeah.
That's even more embarrassing.
That's like oral dyslexia.
Yeah. I have so much dyslexia. It's on everything. It's just not. It's terrible. I'm thinking the second week of October.
Good.
It's supposed to be at its peak.
Yes. You want to see it at the peak.
Yeah. And we're going up to the peak. My family doesn't even know this, but
they don't.
No, even after what you told me, it all the hoops we got to jump through just to drive up this mountain. We have to pay the piper in the beginning. We have to make sure we're not over the weight limit.
Yep.
We have to make sure you know this and this and that. I'm still going. Whether
good.
If I have to hide my kids in the trunk, you know, to make that weight
that'd be
limit,
fun for
we'll
them,
do it.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be embarrassing if they had to turn me away because I there's too much weight in my car?
What do they do? Weigh you?
I'm now you mentioned it. Now I'm all paranoid. Like, how are they going to do this?
No, it explains how they do it on their website.
Oh, really? Jeez.
Yeah. So I think they weigh the car and then they put all of you in it and then they weigh it again and then they subtract and multiply.
Then we got to start taking off clothes.
That's when your algebra comes into play.
Oh,
like,
my
you learned
God.
In high school that you thought you were never going to use.
Would you say the weight limit was like 900 pounds?
900 pounds.
That's.
So you can't bring your turkey sandwich.
Well, thank God Harrison only weighs 110 pounds.
Yeah, make sure he doesn't wet his hair.
He cut it all off.
Again?
It's completely gone.
More so than
like
he
went
cut
to
it
the,
off before?
Oh, yeah. No, he went down. It's as short as mine on the sides.
He went downstairs?
Yeah, he
I
went to
that.
Stay True Barber. And he cut it as short as mine, and then the top is long. So he looks kind of like a rooster.
Yeah,
it looks really
that's
good.
That's the style, though, because Ben has his cut short. You saw Ben's, and it's longer on the top.
Yeah. Harrison's is like that. It's kind of like where it was before he started growing out. If you look at some pictures of him, it's kind of similar to what it was like before he just went through this crazy stage and just grew it out.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was a shocker. He just walked in. We were making pizzas
he
here.
He likes to surprise you guys with that shit.
It's a big deal.
Like that's what he has over you guys.
Yeah.
Like, I surprised the shit out of my mom and dad.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's what he did. Yeah.
Well, that'll be less weight in your car, though, driving up.
Yeah, that's why I'm sure we'll make the weight limit now. I mean, before going up the mountain with the full head of Harrison's hair, no way.
Speaking of weight, we went out to eat last night with my brothers in Manchester. We ate so much freaking food. It wasn't even funny.
Where'd you go?
Italian. A place called Villaggio.
Villaggio? A lot of pasta?
Oh, my gosh. Stuff we couldn't pronounce on the menu.
Yeah.
It was just, and cream sauces and fresh pasta.
Oh my God.
I was dying. And
they use heavy cream too.
It was like, we're all about to pop. Like, we could.
Then cannolis showed up at the table.
Oh yeah. And then they don't bring a dessert menu. They bring a dessert tray.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and they just set it right next to me. And they're like, now this is this. And I'm like, My brother picks up his fork like he's just ready to dive into the whole tray.
Right, right.
Just one of each, please. We each got a dessert. Oh my god, I'm never eating again.
That reminds me of like when I go. When I first started going to Chunky's and I ordered like a appetizer or something like that, but yeah. Just for me, you know, like I didn't want the meal. The whole thing shows up and it's enough like fried foods for like 30 people.
Oh, it's like a sampler kind of
thing. Yeah, the sampler. Yeah. They drop it off in front of me and I'm like, oh, just kill me now.
I know. We got appetizers and we had bread at the table and it was drinks. Oh. And I was like,
oh. And it's all stuff that like just makes you not want to get out of your chair.
God, it was so good that you just don't want
to. What are the prices like there?
They're like mid range.
Mid range?
Like between $20 and $30.
Like for an entree?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
No, I table got a special. Yep, tablecloth.
Hmm. Not bad.
No, I got, what did I get? I got a special haddock and shrimp and a creamy Parmesan cheese.
Did it come with like
sauce.
A thin pasta?
Angel hair
Angel,
pasta on
yeah,
the side.
Very nice.
Mark, my brother, got a salt and boca de Palo.
is that a cigar?
It's something with chicken. I don't know.
Just say chicken.
The polo
boyo.
Is chicken.
Pollo. Oh, they say, yeah, we Spanish says
yeah, that's what I was trying boyo. To teach him, pollo.
Oh, man.
And then Matt got lobster stuffed ravioli and a filet mignon.
Oh, my God. What was his, $110?
I don't even know.
Oh, my God. That reminds me of the Tuscan Kitchen. You ever eat there?
No.
We went to the one in Salem, New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
And I got the gnocchi.
Gnocchi.
Gnocchis. And I got, it was like in a wild boar sauce. And they have two sizes. They have like a half order.
Wild boar?
Yeah, wild boar. It's pig.
Oh,
yeah, that's right. Basically what it is, but it's wild. So it's a little bit more gamey than like your average pig. It's good. It's boar.
Yeah.
I mean, it tastes like pig. What was I saying? Oh, the orders come in half orders or full orders. So, and I looked at the price. I was going by price, not by quantity.
Yeah.
And I looked at the price. The half order was like $22.
Yeah.
I'm like, $22? Then the full one was like 40 something. Uh-huh. I'm like, all right, I'll get the half. It was no joke. 15 pieces of gnocchi. That's
it.
Oh, shit. And they're not huge. And I was like, oh my God. I'm like, I have to make this. I ate it so slow. I was chopping each one up with a knife and a fork and like eating it.
Well, you know how when you go to like a restaurant where it's pricier than you normally go to and, and the portions are smaller and they're all like presented. This place, it was beautiful. And it was a ton of food. You know what I mean? Like, it was, like, a lot. Like, I couldn't finish mine.
And the quality of the food was good?
Yeah.
Wow, how do they do it?
Fish and...
I know, but the food is so expensive right now. I don't know how that restaurant can...
I don't know, but it was packed, and we had reservations, and
somebody
came in.
That's how they do it. They benefit from volume.
Yep. Somebody came in, like, while we were in there, and they said, we don't have reservations. How long's the wait? They're, like, 2 hours. Like...
Wow.
2 hour wait. Like, you have to make reservations for this.
Wow.
It was packed. Every table was full the whole time we were there. And it's long. Like, we were there for, like, 2.5 hours. So it takes a while to, which is good.
How big was the restaurant? Well, how many
not
seats?
Not big at all. Like, I could have put it in my house.
Wow.
Yep. I'd say there was probably about maybe 20 tables.
20 tables
there
of two?
There was an upper level.
And two and four, a mix?
Four, yeah, like a square.
Okay.
A square table.
Wow.
And then we had a longer table.
So it's about 100 people they can fit in there, you think?
Probably about
if it's
that.
Full?
And then there's a bar area, which had a few tall tables and a bar.
Yeah.
It was very quaint. It's in
called
a strip
Bellagio?
Mall. Yeah.
Oh, in a strip mall.
So we decided we're going to get together, my brothers and I, once a month and go out to dinner or do something.
Yeah.
And go to restaurants that aren't chains.
Yeah. Like,
you know, like
mom and
we could have gone to like, you know, Mac or... Olive Garden for Italian, you know,
but
we're like, we're trying to do like
local,
not a chain.
That's a good idea. That's a really good idea. I'm going to steal that idea if you don't mind.
Yeah. Once a month. So our next one is, in October is a rodeo. We're going to the rodeo and
rodeo. Around
yeah.
Here?
At they're bringing it to the,
I love
Snoo
rodeo.
Arena.
I love like bull riding
and
stuff like that.
It's all that. You should go. You should take Kara.
Snoot. She hates it.
Oh,
I love
Kim
watching
goes,
that
I'll
stuff.
I'll go. As long as they don't like tie a rope real tight around the bull's balls to make him jump.
That's how they make them jump.
I know. I'm like, I don't know.
They pay those bulls really well. They're
well taken care of.
Yeah, they're well taken care of.
Their balls are massaged afterwards. It's fine.
Wow.
But yeah, so we're going to, I think we're going to do that.
That is pretty cool. Yeah, you're going to get a cowboy boots and a hat and get get a beer.
I have a hat. I don't have
my parents used to take us to that stuff when we were little. Like rodeos and
circuses and
derbies,
stuff.
You know, like demolition derbies were always cool. Big trucks.
Matt's daughter used to ride in demolition derbies.
Wow. Ride? Yeah. Like on a horse?
No, I mean like drive one of the cars.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. Matt used to do
demolition derbies with horses and bulls.
Oh yeah, just smash into each other. Yeah.
That's a great idea for a movie.
Oh, speaking of movie. Matt and I went to the movies Friday night.
Yeah.
And we saw the new Clint Eastwood movie.
Macho one?
Yes.
Macho. I almost rented that last night.
It was a good story, but he's
so old.
Oh my God.
I watched the trailer.
He can barely walk. He walks.
Yeah. And when he talks.
He's so frail looking.
Yeah, I know.
And good for him. He's 91?
I think he's 91. Mid-90s. I think he's like 99.
And he produced
it. He's 109.
No, he's 600 years old. He's still alive. And he...
Yeah.
He's still going. He's still acting.
I didn't rent... We're looking to rent a movie, and that was one of the movies that you can rent at your house. And I watched the trailer, and I'm like, I just can't get past the shock of how old he is now. And, you know, I kind of remember him being so macho. The last couple movies he did.
He still says things that are macho. He's just, his body isn't there to back it up.
Yeah. You know, and he's very, you're right. He's skinny.
He's
and his
very
voice,
skinny,
his voice
no
is
bum.
Weak. His voice is weak.
Yes. It's like,
he's got no bum. You're right.
He's got no bum. And,
they should have called it No Bum. I would have probably
cry,
seen it.
No bum.
Yeah. I'm the man that cries because he's got no bum. But, you know, he produces those movies.
I know he does, and he directs them.
Yeah.
And
he's going to go right to the end. I mean, I think when he dies, he probably would have made a movie within a month of him dying. Like, eventually when he goes.
He's just
going to
keep going.
He's
not going
to
retire. He's just going to be like, just keep going.
The Gran Torino one was pretty cool.
Yes.
That was like two or three movies ago.
The Mule.
The Mule was pretty
cool. That was a good one.
I did watch that one.
Yeah.
And even then,
it's
I thought
kind of
he
reminded me of that.
I thought he was a little frail in that one.
Oh,
and
no.
That was what, 5 years ago? That movie?
I think
four.
So. But you see his hands, and they're all like liver
skeleton.
Spots. And, you know, he's and it's kind of like a love story in a way. So it's kind of weird.
Really?
Like, okay.
He doesn't kiss anybody in that, does he?
He does. Not like make out. Like,
isn't
porn.
He trying to like help a kid out, like a Mexican kid or something like that?
Yeah.
So what
I'm
happened?
I'm not going to tell you the
I'm
story.
I'm not going to see it. You can tell me.
Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. His friend owes a favor to his friend. Mm-hmm. And Clint used to be a big rodeo star back in the day. And in the movie, he probably was in real life. Who knows? But anyway, so his friend says, I have a son. Here he is when he was 6. He's 14 now. He lives with his mother in Mexico. And I think bad things are happening, and I want you to go get him for me and bring him here.
Right.
And Clint's like, okay.
He said, why did you choose me?
Oh, he did. There was a reason. I don't remember what it is. So anyway, so then he goes over the border, and he goes to the mother's house, the mother of this little boy, the guy's ex-wife.
And he's
raped.
She's
this rich.
Over and over.
Like, powerful woman, and she's like, he's like, I came here to take, I forget his name, the kid. I came to bring him to his father.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, he's not here. He lives out on the streets. He's dangerous. I don't know where he is. If you can find him, take him. So he goes and he finds him, and the kid has a pet rooster that he did cockfights and stuff with, and he won money, and he lived on the streets. He wasn't a bad kid. He was just like, he didn't like his parents. So
right.
Anyway, so he finds him, and then it's their journey home.
Wow. Does he have to force him to go back? It sounds like a kid that might
at
refuse
first,
something like that.
And then he made his father's ranch. Clint made his friend's ranch sound really good to the kid. And
yeah.
You're going to go live with your father. And he's got horses you can ride all the time because the kid wanted to ride horses.
Wow.
And then the mother decided that she wanted the kid back. So she sends her people after Clint and the kid. And they're trying to... It was like,
what the hell? What a dick.
Yeah. And then
that kid's mother's a dick.
They find this woman who runs this restaurant, like a cafe. Mm. And she kind of falls in love with Clint. And, you know,
is she like in her 90s too? Or
no, I was just
like
going to 30.
Drink
this. No, yeah, she was in the prior 50s, I guess.
Oh, that's still awkward.
Mm-hmm. She didn't speak a lick of English, so he was the perfect woman because he didn't have to understand or like she couldn't put her 2 cents in.
I hear a hum.
It was this.
Oh. Do you hear it anymore? so many wires. We're going to get electrocuted.
Anyway, it was a good movie. If you want to rent it, rent it. I would say we went to the theater, like I said, and saw it, and it was a good story.
I couldn't rent it just for the fact that
Clint's old.
Yeah, he's not the Clint that I like. You know, he's such a tough guy in the 80s and the 90s. Even like, I think up until like remember Heartbreak Ridge?
Yeah. Like, I think now he doesn't give a shit. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. He's still tough, like, but he's not going to beat you up. But he's just like yeah. If kids tried to harass him or whoever, he'd just be like, fuck you. You know, like, he's what not, are you going to do?
He's not the one punch knockout, you know, Clint Eastwood anymore. But he's not. And I know you can't be that way forever. I just, you know, I think it's cool what he's doing, though. You know, he kind of like he gets behind the camera and he does the movie from all aspects.
And he can still see.
Yeah, and the guy still gets around. I mean, he's got to be mid-90s now.
I don't know. I think he's 91.
91? He seems older than that for some reason.
He's been around a
while. You know, Geraldo Rivera is almost 80.
I know. I used to live near him.
Geraldo Rivera?
Yeah.
I think he's got to be around 80 years old.
Clint Eastwood is... Ready for this?
Let's go.
He is 91.
Wow, you
were
right.
He turned 91 this year. He was born in 1930.
My parents were born in the mid-40s.
Let's see which movies.
My favorite one, I think, might be Heartbreak Ridge. That was such a funny movie.
Oh, my God. Here's some trivia. Want to know some trivia about him?
All right. Let's see if... You ask me questions, and I'll see if I can answer them? Or are you just going to tell me?
I'm just going to tell you.
Just tell me.
Well, he lived with Sandra Locke from 75 to 89. I don't know who that is.
He
owns the Mission Ranch Hotel and Restaurant in Carmel, California. The exclusive Tahama Golf Club in Carmel Valley, and is partial owner of Pebble Beach Golf Country Club. That's where they play golf. He ranked number 2 in Empire Magazine's top 100 movie stars of all time.
Empire Magazine?
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
Let's see. He was elected mayor of Carmel by the Sea in California. Let's see, what else did he do? He has at least 8 children by at least 6 different women. You go, Clint.
Slut.
Nice.
He's a slut. His kid is an actor, isn't he?
I think
One of his kids looks just like him, and he's been in a bunch of really cool movies.
When he's directing, he simply says, okay, instead of action and cut. He just says, okay. Imagine.
I can't imagine that.
Guess how much he weighed at birth.
Probably the same what he weighs right now.
11 pounds, 6 ounces. That's probably right. Let's see.
Hold on, I'm looking up some dirty laundry on this guy.
He's done so much. Oh, my God. So, let's see. What else? Clint.
So... Here's an article. Clint Eastwood arrested in IKEA.
What?
In 2012. I got to see what this is all about.
So he was 6'4".
Really?
At his peak, but now he's only 6'2". Because of his recent back problems.
6'4". You can never tell sometimes on camera how tall somebody is. They're like giants walking around. You don't even know it.
Yeah.
Come on, internets.
It's pretty interesting. Oh my God, he directed Brokeback Mountain. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Yeah, he won a Golden Globe for Best Director.
Now I have to go see it.
Oh, he presented. Never mind.
Sorry, everybody. See that movie.
Oh my God, this is how rumors get started.
And I would have seen the movie without.
How do rumors get started? He's an accomplished jazz pianist. Did you know that?
No, he never plays piano in the movies. But listen, veteran film actor and director Clint Eastwood was arrested this morning at an IKEA store in North California in 2012. Staff who witnessed the man with no name star, whatever that means, said
that's a movie he did.
Oh. I'm taking that literally.
Wow.
Like he's walking
no name.
Around,
his name's
he's
Clint.
Walking around with no name. Said he appeared to be confused. This is in 2012. So he was 80-something. He appeared to be confused, and Captain Arsons of the Carmel Sheriff's Office said that Mr. Eastwood had made inappropriate comments. That's what he does in movies,
that's his
too.
Thing.
Yeah. He made inappropriate comments and then actions to a Poang blonde wood chair footstool.
Oh, he was in IKEA, so it's
like, what was he doing to this Swedish. Footstool?
Oh. He made comments to the footstool?
Yeah.
Oh, probably was like a piece and then of shit.
And then actions to a Poang blonde wood. They're very descriptive about
oh
the footstool.
God.
A Poang blonde wood chair
just,
footstool.
They're plugging their furniture.
Combination and optional leather cushioning, mm-hmm. which sells for the price of $89. Staff were alerted by customers that the 82-year-old was scaring children. Who doesn't do that? Scaring children who in turn called the police when the Where Eagles Dare Start. They keep plugging a bunch of crap. Never mind. I'm not telling you this story.
No, that's
I'm not
a
plugging
lot.
All this stuff. Anyways, he was scaring kids.
Well,
have you ever scared a kid?
I used to scare my own kids, but yeah, that's about all I've done is scared. But anyway, it was a good movie. He's got a really good life. I mean, he's had such a long career, but.
I've been on a Friday the 13th kick. I've seen 5 or 6 of them in the last 3 days.
Really?
Yeah, I'm still, I want to see the original one. You remember the original Friday the 13th with the mother, the mother's the killer?
Yeah.
You have to rent that. I'm like, come on. It's hot.
No, I don't remember. I have to,
It has 13th. Kevin Bacon.
It does?
One of his first movies. I think it might have been his first movie ever. Yeah, he was in the original Friday the 13th.
Johnny Depp was in Nightmare on Elm Street, the first
That's
one.
That's right. He was. Yeah.
That's all I know.
Johnny Depp when... This is right around the time 21 Jump Street,
yeah.
Right?
Remember that show? That was a good show.
That was a great show. I love the soundtrack to that, the music. Man.
Have you ever watched the 21 Jump Street, the movie?
Yeah.
Like with...
the chubby funny guy.
Not Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen's partner there.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I can't remember his name.
And Channing Tatum.
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah.
I like when they go back to school
and they take the drugs. I like when they're taking drugs.
His eyebrows on the gym teacher. The eyebrows are like crawling around his face. they form a mustache.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know what phase of that drug was, but it was funny.
Oh, yeah, there's different phases. Yeah. That's wicked funny. That's so funny. Speaking of that, do you... I was going cleaning out my nightstand, and I found some pot.
It got really quiet in here.
Everybody's listening.
Like in a bag?
Yeah. No, in like a... like where you used to... In a pill bottle.
A pill bottle. Thing. Like, what was it? Just the actual buds?
It was pot.
Wow. Like, just so many people just buy gummies now, or they buy
I know.
It already. And
I did,
this is
I think
the original.
I bought this a while ago, or somebody gave
like
it
in
to
1987.
Me. I
you
forgot
still have
about it.
It.
And I'm going to, I don't know. I don't know if it's.
You're going to turn it into the police.
It's going to kill. Yes, of course I am.
Man.
I threw it away. I flushed it.
You ate it.
Yeah, so that was fun.
That's something I'll never find in my nightstand.
What's in your nightstand?
I don't have a nightstand.
You don't?
I have an amp, a guitar amp. That's my nightstand right next to it.
Oh, wow.
I throw my glasses on it. And,
ow. I had a cramp in my leg.
So be honest, what are you going to do with that pot?
Smoke it.
You, with somebody that you know or by yourself?
Probably my husband.
Wow.
Somebody I know. Maybe somebody I don't know.
You guys are so cool.
Who knows? We are cool. I don't know. We'll see.
I smelt it on the way here. I could smell somebody two or three cars in front of me.
Yeah.
You could, I mean, if you could smell it when you're driving, they must be lighting up while they're driving.
Yeah, they must be.
So, yeah, I drove through their waft cloud that they left for me.
Ben's driving a rental car.
Yeah, you told me.
I didn't know if he could actually rent a rental car to an 18-year-old.
I think when there's an accident, there's exceptions for that kind of stuff. Like, you can't just... I think if he walks into a place and he wants to rent a car...
He would have to have, a parent's signature
maybe.
Or something.
Even if he has a credit card, do you think they would? You have to have a credit card.
I don't know. I thought it was 25 they could, but... he just had to go down there and show his license. And
that's it?
And then, I had to take the car for another, his car, for another estimate.
For bumper?
Forgot a bad bumper, got a fender bender.
I miss the days when you get a fender bender and then you just keep the money because there's a scratch. And yeah. They say they got to replace the entire back end of the car because yeah. there's a damn dent on it.
Uh-huh.
And then you just keep the money. You drive around with a dent.
Yeah.
Those are the days.
So we went to this, there's a furniture supply store that's downtown Nashua. It's a hotel supply store. So they take, like when hotels redo their furniture, they send it all to this place and this place sells it.
Yeah, that was right behind Clock Tower, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's right, still there.
They're still there?
They opened back up under a new management.
Oh, yeah.
But the owners of that have another place out in Londonderry called Deja Vu.
Yeah.
It's like this big, huge warehouse just full of the funkiest stuff. Like they have a life-size Elvis head, just the head. It's like $10,000. Like it's just amazing stuff they have. So it's fun to walk around. So if you guys ever want to go and walk around somewhere.
But you can buy stuff from there?
Oh, yeah. It's a store.
You think a lot of people go there just to see the stuff and never buy anything?
Probably.
It's like a museum?
Yeah, it is. No, not even. There's some junk in there. I mean, it's used stuff is what it is. And there's antiques.
It reminds
me
of something that you would see off of like Storage Wars. Remember
that
show?
It's just stuff. It's so much. There's so much to look at. Like just weird stuff.
We're going to look at stuff today after the podcast.
You are?
We're going house hunting.
Wait, is St. Cara open?
Nope.
Oh,
I think this is her last Sunday off.
Where are you going to go house hunting? There's one down the street for sale for me.
Do you know how much it is?
No.
Well, we were pretty sure Nashua is out of the question, but for what we can, you know, we're around $300,000. I mean, you're not going to find a mobile home for that much around here.
A shed.
Not even that. So we're going to, before we drive out, we're going to pick a couple houses and do some drive-bys. And we got the pre-approval letter.
Good.
And then we'll see what happens. I don't know. Maybe I think Harrison's going with us. We're going to drive around and.
That's fun.
Get some.
What a nice Sunday drive.
Yeah. Sunday driving and then go to Hollis.
Get some lunch.
Lunch. Candy.
You're going to go to Hollis?
Yeah. We like to go to the farms out there. And, you know,
Brookdale
and Lowell Farm.
Yeah.
We always hit that place.
Yeah, we do too.
Kara loves the. Some of the bakers that leave their bread in there. They're like their focaccia breads and stuff. She likes to grab one of those and.
Yeah,
doesn't change that much. I mean, honestly, it's the same stuff for years.
I know, it doesn't.
It's kind of like there's nothing really that new there anymore. Although, that jerk chicken guy, you ever try his chicken?
Jerk chicken, but there's also a seafood place that comes out there now. Oh, you know where you should go?
Where?
To the farmer's market downtown.
Oh, yeah.
They have all fresh stuff.
I looked into setting up there for my pizza
did?
Thing. It's. They're you can't because they're sold out. Like there's too many vendors. There's a waiting list. Yeah,
there's not even like a lot. And they're pretty spaced out.
Yeah, maybe they do that on purpose. But I looked into it. There's like a waiting list to get on there. And
what about the flea markets? Would you ever do that?
I don't think
so. Be one of the vendors out there.
I think that's more fried dough, and I think the pizza would sell. But I don't know. Is there a lot of people that still go there? It's in not Hollis, but
Londonderry. And Hollis, both. Do you have a cramp?
No, my butt is numb from these chairs. They're wood chairs covered in a thin layer of fabric. Yeah, they're kind of like library chairs, but they're not padded anymore.
I can tell you what not to do on a Saturday.
What?
Go to Costco. Do not go to Costco on a Saturday.
I went to Sam's.
Did you go in?
No, I do the curbside pickup.
See, I had to go in.
Wow.
First of all, there's nowhere to park.
Yeah.
Because everybody and their grandmother is shopping.
I never
Costco
go in anymore.
On Saturday.
Yeah. Because I only go in just for the food for the cafe.
I know you do.
So I just do curbside.
I don't even know why I was there. Are you shutting it off?
No, I think I'm a little too loud zone.
I just had to go in for like a couple of things. It was scary. People don't know how to drive their carts.
What?
Like they stop in the middle of the aisle and they leave their cart and they walk over to here and there and you can't get by. And it's just like, it's a clusterfuck. And I'm like, oh my God, why am I here on Saturday?
I run into at Sam's once in a while when I go in, people that don't like want to be near me. Like if we're going down the same aisle.
Yeah.
They're like hugging the side of the wall.
Why don't they want to be near you?
COVID, I guess. I mean.
everybody, like I would say 97% of the people in there were wearing masks in Costco.
I noticed in Sam's they weren't. There wasn't.
Really? Sam's is free for all.
I think. Damn, that hum is back. Sorry. Hold on. All right. I think maybe the crossing the wires is why I'm getting a hum.
You're getting a hummer? I don't hear anything.
All right. I don't know. Yeah. But you prefer, you know, Costco? Best bakery, I think, out of all of them. Their muffins and their baked goods, the quality are much better, and they're bigger, too.
Yeah.
Sam's is okay. I think Sam's is good for overall for food. Yeah. If you want to do your main food shopping, I would choose Sam's out of all of them.
Yeah.
They have the best selection, I think. But if I had to choose in first, second, or third place, I would put Sam's first, Costco second, and then obviously BJ's in third.
They should put BJ's next to Dick's Sporting Goods.
I know. They should have a whole strip mall of just...
Just Dick's and BJ's.
BJ's and...
And...
Wet and Wild.
Yeah, Wet and Wild. I don't know. There's, the only thing good that thing that came out of Costco, besides my bacon, was the mums.
What's a mum? The flowers?
Yes. Big ones. A big mama. Big mums.
You like you don't like the little mums?
Nope. A big one. Big bushy mum.
Big bushy Italian mums.
For $11.99. They were freaking cheap.
Like yellow?
Yellow and green. No, not green. Like burgundy.
Oh.
Yeah, I got two of those. I was like, this is fabulous. They were huge.
Jeez.
Yeah. Go to Costco and get the mums, people.
Do you, they leave them outside? You can just take them?
Mm-hmm.
They're free.
No, they're inside.
Oh, the ones outside are free. Just to let you know.
Anything outside is free.
Yeah, if you're wondering.
It's like
you don't have to pay for
set
them.
Something. Like you go to Market Basket and all those plants out there, free.
I need a house to be able to buy mums. If I had a house, then I would be interested in the mum conversation.
I had a hammer.
If I had a mum for every time.
You could buy our house. And Matt wants to move to South Carolina.
I know. He's smart.
He's smart.
He's got one of those transferable jobs, you know? You can.
It's true.
He's in a good situation. He's a smart guy for sticking it out with the post office.
Yeah.
And whenever you tell me stuff about how many vacations and how much money they're making, and I always like put it down and stuff, it's just because I'm jealous.
Really?
I think so. I had a chance to join the post office when I was
late
20s. No, it's too late now.
Why is it too late? Why do you think your life's over at 45?
No. I think it's too late to get the benefits that I want.
Why? You get the benefits with the job.
Yeah, but like
he's medical benefits?
No, all around, like the vacation time and the amount of pay and stuff like that.
Even still, it starts at $20 an hour. Now they upped it from 18. You should tell Hunter
it's not
that.
Not enough. I think as when you're young, I think that's a good amount of money.
It is good, but let me tell you something. It's hard for these kids to get in the frame of mind that it's a career.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying? I think Ben's figuring it out because he does his flagging, and it's not consistent 40 hours a week.
Right.
So it's like, I'm like, you have to be able to rely on 40 hours a week so you know how much money you're going to have and not have it fluctuate
so much. Well,
and
also, I try to convince my kids to look at jobs now as something to fund their dreams.
Yes.
Like, you want to be a gamer, you want to do this and that, you need money to survive so you can do that.
Yeah.
So get into something and, you know, I think the post office is good because... For me, I had too much ADD to do the same thing. I did it for a while. I was working for Emory, which was a subcontract out of FedEx.
Yeah.
And we handled just priority packages, and that's it. But same idea as the post office. You know, I was sorting. What?
Oh, no. I'd like to play with my teeth.
But it was the same. I was doing the same thing every day, pushing mail this over here, sorting this and
that's the thing.
And then after a month, I was going crazy.
Yeah.
And... then I just, you know, it wasn't my original, that was my second job. It wasn't my main income.
Yeah.
Although we used the insurance from that. The insurance was so great. They paid for everything. They paid for my kid to be born.
Right.
And he had medical issues in the beginning. So all that Boston Children's stuff, all that stuff. You
got
know,
taken care
hundreds
of
thousands yep. of dollars in medical bills yep. all were 100% taken care of, you know, and prescriptions, everything. It was great.
Yeah.
You know, and that was only, I was making $15 an hour, mm-hmm. 20 hours a week. You know, you get all that. I mean, it's such a great deal. I just wish I stuck with it.
I know, but you...
But I like being a business owner at the same time.
Like, you want to do something you're passionate about, so that's the thing.
Yeah.
That's where they...
Yeah.
Are confused.
It's hard. It's hard to find something. I know the struggle because I've always had struggles with trying to do what I love and love
what you do.
And supporting yourself at the same time. It's very difficult. So.
But like my older son wants to get into like not podcasting, but he wants to do like vlogs and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I said, that's great. You can do that on the side, but get a job where you're making money.
Right.
And to fund it. And then if it takes off, it takes off. And that's fine, right. But you probably need to do something else.
A lot of people do.
So
they
can live.
They think of these ideas, what they want to do when uh-huh. they're in need of income, you know, and they want to start something up, but they need to generate income just to live.
Right, so and then they don't end up not doing it, and that's sad. You're not doing what you want to do because of that. Right. So that's
right. No, I've been in that place a bunch of times where you're like you're out of a job or you need money, and mm-hmm. then you start to look at. Oh, maybe I could do, and you start thinking of things that you want to do.
Yeah.
And then you get, I know there was people probably looking at me like, dude, you can't like become a musician. You need to start like paying your bills and stuff like that, you know? And so that's kind of like where it is. I understand that thinking because I did it. We all did, right?
Yeah. I have a business model that I'm.
I know. You want to open up your cowgirl restaurant.
No, I can't tell you what it is on the air because
somebody would take the idea.
Steal it.
Okay.
So, we'll see. It's going to come to fruition because I want to do it.
Is it something only a woman could do?
No.
All right. So, hooker is out of the question.
No. A man can be a man.
That's
a man
true.
Can be a hooker.
I forgot.
I think. Yeah, there's male prostitutes. It's getting cloudy.
Is it medical biller? Like medical
no,
billing?
I'm not going to work for anybody else.
Like you'll be independent?
No, ew, that's not fun. I want to do something fun. I'm old. I got to do it.
Travel guide.
Nope.
Interpreter.
No. You're not going to guess because I'm not going to tell you even if you do guess.
Vlogger.
No. No.
Is it?
No.
Okay. No. I'm not going to try to guess. I'm not even going to come close.
I think we should do one of our episodes where we sing.
Okay.
Like you can Let's play music and I'll sing and just to see what it sounds like.
All right. Ready? Go.
This isn't a song I know. I need to sing a song I know. Yeah.
Can I beatbox?
No.
Can you rap?
You play the guitar to a song that I know so I can sing it.
All right. Tell me a song you know.
Well, tell me a song when you play on the guitar. Well, I don't know what you know how to play.
I can learn anything that you can sing. It's easier for you.
I can pull up the lyrics of any song.
Oh, shit. How about...
Something that my voice would be good for. You're like, oh, that's nothing. Forget.
Well, sing something so I know what your capabilities are. So...
Do re.
I'm your echo.
Mi.
Fa so.
La ti do. Oh.
Do you know the words to?
Yes. What?
You know any Sarah McLachlan?
Maybe. And the arms of the angels.
You know that one?
Yeah.
All right. Here's me playing the guitar.
This sounds like a Poison song.
No, it's not. Every rose has a thorn. In the arms of an angel.
I think I'm supposed to be singing already.
No, I'll tell you when to come in. This is the intro.
I don't know the first song. Words.
Get the lyrics.
I have to stand up to sing.
Okay. Can you sing that one, though? We'll get the
lyrics.
I
would have to practice.
I think you're backing out.
No, I'm not, because I don't care.
Maybe that's not the right song.
I think it was. It didn't sound familiar to me at all.
In the arms of the angel, fly away.
That was Tony, by the way. That was not Chris.
Do you know Amazing Grace? I have. What about Every Breath You Take? The Police. Mm-hmm. You know that one? Mm-hmm. Putting you on the spot.
No, I don't know the first words.
You get the lyrics.
I'm not going to sing now. I said it on a different episode. I have to be ready. Why not this one? Like, I have sore throat. No, I don't. What song is this?
Every Breath You Take. And again, they go, Every Move You Make. I'll be watching you. There you go. It's in your range.
No, I have to stand up and be ready.
You got to dance.
And I have to close my eyes and pretend people aren't watching me.
We'll pick a song and then...
I'll be watching.
I'll bring in my guitar. You pick a song that you think you can sing.
Okay.
And then we'll try to do a cover.
All right.
A live cover.
Wouldn't that be funny?
Yeah. Yeah. See?
Here, you see? Sunny, sunny, sunny. What's a good song?
Something that you can sing.
Okay.
Like, what do you sing every day? If you heard on the radio, what's something you can sing to? Duncan Sheik?
What's that?
I am barely breathing. It's like that pig 90s song.
I can't find the air.
Yeah, I can't find the air.
All right, I'll come up with one.
Yeah. And then I'll bring in the little guitar or the uke, and then we'll jam it out.
The uke. That's funny.
I got big plans today.
I know. You're
going house hunting.
You just said that.
I hope.
I'll keep my fingers crossed for you. And we're driving up to Manchester for a party around 4. I'll keep my eyes
open. You know, we could have a house by now, but my wife is a little bit more careful and cautious. I'm not. I'm an impulse buyer.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm ready to pull the trigger. Like, if I go in a place and without seeing the whole house.
Yeah, I'm like that too.
If I get that right feeling, I'm like, okay, let's put an offer in right now.
Matt's like, nope, I got to check under this and this. Oh. And does it have this and this? Yeah. And let me look at this. And I'm like, no, it looks pretty.
Yeah, you're just going to talk yourself out of it.
Yeah. Nope. But I've learned over the years with him, like, he has a vision. And so, sometimes you walk into a place and you can't see it for what it could be. So now I think I can do that.
He's a low risk liver, which is, in the long run, that's the best way to do
it. I'm high risk.
High risk, and then you pay the price. I mean, but you might get lucky. Like
he found our house and I hadn't even seen it. And he's like, I think I'm going to put an offer in. And I'm like, I need to see it. He goes, oh, no, my parents like it. I'm like, no, I need to see it. He's like, all right, we're going to go over there now. I went over and I was like, You know why? Because one of the big, huge rooms was all paneling, like that dark paneling. And I was like,
you can paint that.
Okay. And then over there, it was this and this. I'm like, I don't know. Like, it wasn't something I would normally look at. And the bathrooms were outdated. And I was like, you know, I don't really want to do any work. And then he was like, well, so we could do this in this room and we could paint this and we could. Yeah. And then I was like, you know what?
Was he right? I mean, he kind of made it work.
Now we've been in there and we love it. We do all sorts of stuff to it.
Yeah. We were
It's like our baby.
We watched Amityville last night. Mm-hmm. And you know how that house, the Amityville house in New York, I guess an entire family was killed by the son. And we were talking about it. And my wife wouldn't buy a house at a discount if people died in the house. I totally would.
I would.
Yeah, me too. And she brought up the fact that there was a house in your neighborhood where a guy axed his family to death.
It was our house.
What the fuck?
No, I'm just kidding.
Ross, like, what?
It could have been.
Did you hear about that? There is a house in, like, I think it's more close to the drugstore.
Recently he did this?
I think 10 years ago.
Oh. Because just recently a guy did attack somebody in his house and then kill himself and try to set the house on fire down the street.
Was there an axe involved?
It was an accident. I'm not sure.
She definitely said it was like an axe murder.
Really?
With an axe. And I'm like, I would totally, what happened was the family of the victims, they had thrown everything away in the house. They didn't even sell it. They just want everything out of it. And I'm like, man, I would buy that house furnished. You know, I'd like leave the furniture.
Yeah, right, exactly. Because that's got nothing to do with it.
Yeah, let me deal with it. You know, I'll, you know, with some blood or whatever, you know, and I'll take care of all that. To save like $100,000 on a house, I would do it. I don't believe in ghosts. Sorry, Sean.
There goes Sean's old theory. But
I don't believe in, because no ghosts.
You don't think the spirits are like living there?
I don't. My wife, she said, well, there would be such a negative vibe in that house. I'm like, well, that's if you believe that if somebody dies,
well,
that they're.
Yeah, then anything that happens negative is going to be, she's going to. Like,
yeah,
be
it's
like,
only
well,
negative
because,
if you think of it, you know, and I won't just won't think of it. You know, until a ghost comes up and smacks me in the face, I'm not going
to
be.
Our house, the only reason we found our house is because Matt was delivering mail to it and he found out that both people that lived there died.
Yeah.
It was a husband and a wife. And he went to the family members who lived a couple of streets over and said, hey, if you're ever putting the house up for sale, I'd love to take a look.
Yeah.
And they were like, well, it's in probate for a whole year. And we forgot about it. And then the lawyer called us. He's like, we're about to put the house on the market. Do you guys want to come see it first? And we didn't. And I'm like, did the people die here? Like, because they were old. And they were the only people that had ever owned the house. There was only, there's only been two owners, us and them.
I mean, and if you buy a house that's relatively, like, that's more than 50 years old. I mean, somebody must have died in it eventually. Yeah. We're humans. We all die.
Right. Sometimes I see shadows and stuff, but you know, that's probably just me.
I don't know. I see and hear things all the time. I just don't like, I don't like have
head.
A definite, like, if there's a definite, like, say that cup were to move.
Yeah.
Other than there's been a few times in my life, like, I described this to Sean when he was in, about like my dog that was put down.
Oh, yeah. That's
and
right.
I didn't know, my dad didn't tell us it was.
Yeah.
And then I saw it at my bus stop and it bit me. And I was like, and then I ran home and told my parents, and like, oh, we just put your dog down. And they thought I was making it up.
Yeah.
You know, but it could have been just, except that, you know, it was a breed that's not a popular, it was a Sheltie. How many, you know, the Sheltie isn't a very, very popular breed or, you know, family dog. But anyways, I mean.
So that made you believe in something.
Yeah, but I don't believe if somebody dies in a house that the house is haunted. Right. You know, I don't believe that. That's because I choose that. Choose to believe that.
Well, I mean, would you, if you're the one selling the house, would you tell the people that somebody died there?
I think you have to, don't you?
I think that.
Well, I think if they die of natural causes.
You have to disclose something, but I don't think you have to, like, give all the
details.
I think
if they just die naturally, like an old person, I don't think you have to disclose that. I think it's just crime related, like a murder or a suicide or something like that. I think that's the only time you have to tell the realtor. Or legally, they have to disclose it. I could be wrong.
So you should
really call
your realtor and say, hey, is there any houses that are on the market that people have fucking died in them? Because I want to take a look at those.
And don't tell my wife.
Yeah.
Just keep this between us. Except the realtor's her friend. Not going to work.
And then you're screwed. That's my brother.
I want to do that. I wish there was a website you can go on and be like, this is where all the houses for sale are, where people are, you know, put through a meat grinder. You can choose like how bad the crime either. It could be like a suicide, murder, a double murder, triple murder, a whole family, you know, a cult.
Right.
You can choose like how bad you want it.
Yeah.
I'm all pumped up. I want to go buy a house.
You should just go.
Are there movies you can watch that get you pumped up? Like, you know, like before you get in a fight, you want to watch Rocky. Are there movies that you can watch?
House hunting?
Don't watch Money Pit.
Don't watch Money Pit. Don't watch like...
But is there like a movie that pumps you up?
Poltergeist.
Yeah, don't watch Poltergeist. And when you go like...
is it built on an Indian burial ground?
I told, as a joke, we were talking about Jaws, like, and you should never watch Jaws before you go swimming. And then my parents were about to leave up here, and they were traveling, and they usually stay at hotels and motels and stuff like that on the way down. And then we were going to, like, their last day with us, we were going to watch that movie Vacancy. You ever see that?
Oh, no, but is it scary?
Yeah. It's a creepy movie. It's just this hotel where these people have hidden cameras. Like, the owner of the hotel has hidden cameras.
Yeah.
And he rents the rooms out to people, and then... other, like, there's like a family, or they're all like related in some way. They kill people, like, and then they videotape it, and then they just get off on the videos afterwards. But it's called Vacancy, and You have to see that movie. All it's right, so
I will
good.
I have to see that. I'll put it on my list.
Vacancy, and then go stay in a motel somewhere.
There's another one called Rental. The Rental.
The Rental.
Yeah, and it's like this group of couples go and they rent an Airbnb, like a VRBO kind of place, on the mountains, and then come to find out there's all these cameras, and they're being watched.
I saw that.
Yeah. You did?
In the last 5 years, right?
Like, yeah.
Yeah, well, that was cool.
It was kind of gory. Like, they're getting killed left and right.
Yeah, you know, was it more than one person that was doing the killing? I couldn't remember.
I think there was one person, but they had their eyes on, like, six other different rentals also. Like, their cameras were set.
Yeah.
It's
fucking crazy. Yeah, with Vacancy, it's like an old, kind of worn down... like a motel.
Yeah.
Like, it reminds me of Motel 6.
Right.
And what they do is they get people that are traveling to the area and they
don't
like...
Don't tell me. This is scary. What?
Well, they sabotage this couple that is traveling together. I can't remember the actor's name. You would know who he is. But their car broke down and then they tell them to take it to this garage, which is connected to this family and stuff like that. So they did something to the car so they couldn't leave. So they were forced to stay in this hotel.
Yeah.
And then they just torture these. They torture people, right? And what they do is they leave the VCR and the TV in every room and with a videotape on top of the thing. So the couple, before they went to bed, they saw this tape in there and they popped it in. And they realized it was like a snuff film. But then they were watching it and it's... the movie, that snuff film, was made in the same room. They realized that they were staying in.
And then is it gory?
Yeah. Pretty gory, but it's more suspenseful.
Yeah.
It's not like cheesy gore like Friday the 13th.
Right, not like fake blood.
No, it's definitely a suspenseful movie. It's really good, too. It's not a bad movie. It's a good movie.
But I'll have to watch it.
Vacancy. There's two of them, but the first one is the one you got to see. Raise your cup. This is the end.
This is the end, everyone. We're going to have no
What do you drink? Oh, I made you a caramel macchiato, and I'm drinking.
Oh, so good. I needed this.
Hot Americano with just a little bit of heavy cream, and the beans were supplied to us.
You are a hot Americano.
beans supplied. Ooh. I just drooled after she said that. I drooled on myself.
Sorry.
AE Roastery supplies our coffee beans, and then I grind them and then put them in my espresso machine. Boom, chicka, boom, wow, wow.
Woo!
And now we have coffee for the show. Cheers. Yeah. Happy Cheers. Saturday.
Amen.
Sunday.